Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Love is supreme, and God is love. In life, God requires us to love everyone. The proof that we actually have God, or believe in Him, is by having unconditional love towards every man. As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the subject of love, with the topic, Love is Supreme. Our Bible text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 13.
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 13. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Love is a virtue that has the ability to transform our lives and the world around us. Today's message is on the subject of love, which the Bible tells us is the greatest of all virtues. Our Bible text in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 13 says, And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Love is the highest virtue that we can aspire, and it is what truly makes us human. Without love, our lives would be empty and meaningless. But what does it mean to love? The Greek word for love used in the New Testament is agape, which refers to selfless, unconditional love. This is the kind of love that God has for us, as demonstrated by the fact that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. Today, do you love your neighbor unconditionally? Does your life demonstrate true love? John chapter 3 verse 16 says, For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. This verse tells us that God's love for us is so great that He was willing to make the ultimate sacrifice in order to reconcile us to Himself. But God's love is not just for us as individuals. It is also for the world as a whole. John chapter 3 verse 17 says, For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. God's love is inclusive and extends to all people, regardless of their background or circumstances. Did you say you love? But today, what sacrifice can you make for that man you don't know that needs your help? Love is universal. The expression of true love is not only to our families or those we know very well. Your love can be expressed today in reaching out to those you don't know before, or who do not know you. In John chapter 15 verse 13, Jesus says, Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. This verse illustrates the depth and sacrifice that true love requires. It is not just a feeling or an emotion, but a choice to put the needs of others above our own. Love is also a key component of living a godly life. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, it says, Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. To truly know and experience God, we must first understand and embrace love. Love is acceptance and inclusion. In Galatians chapter 3 verse 28, it says, There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. This verse reminds us that love knows no bounds and that we are all equal in the eyes of God. How could we test for true love? Loving others, especially our enemies, is not always easy. It takes effort, patience, and forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 44, Jesus says, Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is perhaps the ultimate test of true love, being able to love those who do not love us in return. As believers, it is important that we strive to emulate a selfless, unconditional love in our lives. 1 John chapter 4 verses 11 to 12 says, Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us. Do you truly love today? Keep this in mind. Love is supreme because it is the highest virtue that we can aspire to. It requires sacrifice and effort. It is a key component of living a godly life, and it knows no bounds. It is the foundation of all relationships and it has the power to transform our lives and the world around us. So let us strive to love selflessly and unconditionally, just as God loves us. As we go today, I want to encourage you to take a moment to reflect on your own life. Do you truly love? I don't just mean in a general sense, but in the specific ways that you show love to others on a daily basis. Do you actively seek to serve and support those around you, or do you primarily focus on your own needs and desires? Do you show patience, kindness, and grace towards others, or do you easily become frustrated and critical? Do you extend love and forgiveness to those who have wronged you, or do you hold grudges and seek revenge? Take some time to prayerfully consider whether your actions align with these characteristics of love. If not, ask God to help you grow in your capacity to love others selflessly and unconditionally, just as He has loved us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, which is selfless and unconditional. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, so that we might be reconciled to you. Today, help us to remember that love is supreme and to strive to show love to others in all that we do. Lord, we confess that we often fall short in our capacity to love others selflessly and unconditionally. We become easily angered, we hold grudges, and we seek our own interests before the interests of others. Forgive us for our lack of love and help us to grow in this virtue. By your Spirit, enable us to love others with the same love that you have shown us. May we be patient, kind, and full of grace. Give us the grace to always seek to protect, to trust, to hope, and to persevere in love. We pray all of this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 18, chapter 19, and chapter 20. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 6. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.